Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark, and thank you for listening to this Texans Today podcast at HoustonTexans.com. My name's Drew Doherty. After Sunday's loss to the Indianapolis Colts, Mario Williams, defensive end who had one sack and also a pass breakup, spoke about just how disappointing yesterday's loss to the Colts was to him.
It's very painful, but is it going to discourage us from doing what we need to do to continue on? No, it's not.
What do you think about what your defense able to do? For instance, third quarter, you only gave up 9 yards, second fewest in the history of this team. What's your defense able to do all day against that offense in this building?
It's huge. It's Peyton Manning out there. He's running the show. For us to go out and come out of the locker room and capitalize like we did and put us in a position to win is big for us.
Just one of your toughest losses, or maybe the toughest loss you've had since you've been here? You had a shot at him?
Every loss is tough, especially whenever you're that close. So
you feel like it's just different now that you know you're a good team. You don't prove anything to anybody. Now you just got to get over the hump.
Yeah, we just got to get, like I said, when it's close like that, we got to finish. We got to capitalize on it. The mistakes that they make and make them big for us. We just got to finish the game.
Or is it particularly tough taking a loss like this into a bye week where you got to chew on it for 2 weeks?
Yeah, it is, but at the same time, at this point, we just got to focus on Tennessee.
Quarterback Matt Schaub threw a touchdown pass in the loss to Indianapolis, and he, too, spoke about the disappointment.
Throughout the game, we hurt ourselves. We had plenty of opportunities to, put more points on the board, and we hurt ourselves, and weren't able to do that. So, it's very frustrating. Well, we had some turnovers, the one on the second series by me, and then the fumble down there on the goal line, and you hurt yourselves, and against a team like this, they're going to make you pay for it. And our defense played extremely well throughout the game and gave us a real good chance to win. It's very painful to know you were so close, and against a very good opponent on the road, and a lot of guys gave great effort and played extremely well, and to know you just fell short, it hurts you deep. We just executed. In the second half, we were able to just execute our game and keep ourselves on schedule. We got a manageable third downs in the first half. We were putting ourselves in long yardage situations, and then we had some turnovers. So in the second half, we were able to just keep things manageable. It was just our offense. We were trying to just do our game, play our game, and we knew we were going to have to run the football, and we were able to do that with some success. And we knew we were going to have to throw it at the same time. My arm just got hit as I was releasing the football. Because we're thinking positively, and we think, we're gonna be heading into overtime. Once we got it across midfield, we knew we had a good chance because Chris is a heck of a kicker.
Running back Ryan Motes got his first start as a Houston Texan and wound up catching a touchdown pass in the losing effort. He talked with reporters after the loss.
Happened on the goal line fumble.
It was just a freaky play, kind of horse collaring him from behind, and I kind of didn't have control of my body at the time, but I started getting there and try to make up for it later in the game.
Did you try to do too much?
No, I just think I was in a bad position from the beginning. Sometimes that happens out there. When you're playing and you get in a bad position, you can't get out of it. But that's something I have to get on to. There's no excuses for it.
The way it was called after they reviewed it, did that surprise you that it turned out that way?
That did surprise me. But they're the refs and we're the players, so you just got to move on from the play and move on to the next play.
Offensively, why did it take you guys so long to get uncorked?
I don't know. We just, have to, again, I say consistency. We got to start from the beginning and not warm up. So that's what we're going to work on from here on.
Did you even know it was an issue when they stopped play? Did you even know?
No, I didn't even know. I thought I was out of bounds in first. I thought I was out of bounds, but, they reviewed it, and I guess they thought otherwise. But, it's something you just have to play through.
What do you take away from this? Getting a start for the first time for this team?
Well, you just have to do everything you can do out there. When you have the opportunities, you have to take advantage of them.
How come you guys move the ball so well in the second half?
Well, I guess, we just put our nose down in the ground and kept pushing for every yard we could get.
Kicker Chris Brown also answered questions from the media afterwards, and he, too, not thrilled with how things turned out on Sunday against Indianapolis.
How tough is that in that situation with so much on the line?
Well, that's my job, I take a lot of pride in coming through for this team, especially in those situations. And, you know, to have it, to have that happen with the way our guys play, you know, for me is a great disappointment. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's an end of the half kick, and I felt pretty good. You know, certainly with it, you know, really no wind, no conditions to really speak of. So, you know, I just hit it really, really well, and it was good because it gave us momentum, you know, coming in, you know, in the half. I mean, it's disappointing. And, you know, again, I just, we all have a job to do. And my job is to go out there and put points on the board. And, you know, fourth quarter plays like that are premium. You know, and I didn't do my job today. And that's the hardest thing. The hardest thing for me is that, you know, we had all these guys out there in this locker room, which is busting their tail. You know, our defense played tremendous. Our offense, you know, we struggled a little bit in the first half, but then in the second half, we were able to find a rhythm. And, you know, and those guys put us in position, and I didn't do my job today.
We thank you again for listening to this Texans Today podcast, and make sure you stay here at HoustonTexans.com to find out the latest on your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.